awareness. Then action arises, and immediately back into stillness. A wave of action and it's gone. The martial arts master never gets angry. That would be an egoic reaction. It would be a diminishment. It comes out of stillness, out of no mind. No mind. Our destiny is to live in that way. Not that we don't think anymore. Thought operates still. It operates when it is needed for certain tasks. It also operates in a harmless way as clouds of thought drifting in and out of your field of awareness as you go about your life, with nice spaces in between. And there comes a thought. The fundamental thing that has changed, there is no longer self in your thoughts. Self, a me, a sense of self. The self goes out of thought. Whereas before, thought was full of self. You were so identified, it became you. And if somebody argued with some thought that you held, you felt personally attacked. Somebody doubted your opinion, said, no, that's not quite right. What do you mean it's not right? You identified with a mental position. Thought had self in it. And if thought has self in it, it's a painful business. It's a painful trap. And thought becomes serious and problematic and creates a problematic life. And there comes the seriousness that every thought that you hold has a heaviness to it because you're totally in it and you totally believe in it. They all believe in their little stories and interpretations, even the collective ones. That's how we see it. They are attacking us. No, we are defending ourselves. Well, they have all their own story. We are the victims. No, there was the victims. They have their own story. They tell you, and they're totally identified with their interpretation. There is no other. This is the truth. It's self. It has a collective self in it, or it has a personal self in it. And it has a heaviness because there's the delusion of self in thought. And when thought is free of self, because yourself has turned out to be a soap bubble, that there was nothing much there, and the true self is presence, the power of presence, the aliveness of presence, the intelligence of presence, the stillness of it is who you are. But not whatever thought comes into your head or the emotion that goes with it. Those are temporary energy fields. So as you live in, become rooted in presence, thought loses its seriousness and its heaviness. And so the thought that remains is either empowered, which you might use to create this or that in the game of creation, not to fulfill myself, to be really fully myself, expecting through it to gain fame and recognition and wealth and blow myself up. I mean, they both go together. First you blow yourself up and then it pops. So thought can be very powerful for creation. It always, before something comes into material form, there's a thought form. But humans will not be allowed to fully utilize the power that is in thought or creating as long as they live in egoic illusion, because what they would create would be hell out of ego. If every ego could create, it would be hell. It's already half hell with the limited power of creation of thoughts. Thought loses its seriousness and it loses its capacity to make you unhappy. because you're not totally in it anymore. So little thoughts, they're recognized as, there goes a thought, no more. It doesn't get hold of you, grasp you, and you don't get hold of it. And then thought is fine, it's not a problem, it's still there. But it's not the basis of your life anymore, of your who you are, no self. As long as there's self in it, there's suffering. And I believe this is probably what the Buddha talked about 2600 years ago. There's no self in anything. That is the doctrine of anatta, no self. Don't look for yourself in any form, thought form or other form. Anatta, no self. Because if you look for yourself in form, that is suffering. And so the question is, people ask, is there such a thing as reincarnation? Yes, every day. Every time you identify with any form, including a thought or an emotion, and you're totally in it, you have incarnated into a new form. It's become a me. And then comes the next, you incarnate into that, you identify with that, a reaction. You incarnate with the emotion that rises, and what you say, you're totally possessed by the thoughts. Another incarnation. So the question is, how many times each day do I reincarnate? And so, of course, reincarnation is a fact. And when does it end? The end of reincarnation can only come at this moment, when I don't identify with the form that arises. I let it be. The emotion, the thought, some external